Hello, buddy. Welcome to another episode of the Up 19 Show. I'm your host, James. And man, it's been almost a year since I started this podcast, man. Just want to say thank you all for you guys listening to me. And hopefully next year, because this episode is the last episode, last podcast of 2019. And the last of this decade, even though I started only like April this year, something like that. But yeah, like I said, thank you guys so much for listening to me, and let's get straight into the episode. So guys, what we're gonna do today is we're gonna list the top five albums of the second half of 2019. So, as further ado, let's go. So, by the way, guys, this is my first podcast on my new phone, my new iPhone 11. So you'll be hearing me better, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, so let's start. Okay. Number five. Sorry You Were Saying by Samwise. So even though this album came out like a month ago, I definitely think it's more like it's one of the best albums which came out in 2019. And I'm saying that because I listened to the whole album, and it's not even like a proper album, it's like an EP, kind of like what Lil Nas X did a few months back. And so, guys, man, it's a good album. Trust me. If you go and listen to it now, you're going to hear some nice flowy beats, some nice rough, good trap on the line. Hear some nice dinging from the trap. And then just the way he sings and raps and the way he rhymes things, I think it's absolutely incredible. I definitely recommend the song Bird's Eye View because, man, that's a banger. So good, man. So good. So, next one. So, guys, number four will have to be Blue Story. Now, the reason why I chose Blue Story is because it's a collaborative album. And with collaborative albums, they're really tricky to, like, put them in order just because of, you know, it's not one or two artists, it's like five plus, because, you know, you're going to have some songs with like good beats, and then you're going to have some songs which are kind of lacking, depends on the artist. But the reason why I chose it is because there's a lot of good beats in there, and there's very, you know, variety in the album. So in my opinion, I think it would be quite good if you listen to it. And you are going to find a lot of songs which will be bad. But I do, if you want to listen to it, I recommend you listen to Southeast London and Roland. Alright. Now Roland's good because it's Diggity. And Diggity actually sings in it and raps. And I think it's just a really good mix. So I recommend you guys listen to it. Alright. So let's go. Okay, guys, number three will have to be, that rhymed, by the way, I'm a poet, I didn't even know it, it will have to be Music and Road by the one, the only, Heady One, the prince of drill music, prince, even though he doesn't say he does drill, he does, he really does, sometimes R&B, sometimes just normal, you know, English rap, but come on, it's obvious that he's more known for drill, you know what I mean? So, guys, because he's a drill rapper, as you know, they talk about variants about things, and so he made an album called Music and Road, and that album is amazing. I recommend you listen to it. If you listen to it, you're going to find so many nice traps, so many beats with trap influences, loads of different types of melodies, and only two or three people who are featured in the album, like Dave. Everyone knows Dave. Skepta, the king of grime, so yeah. And yeah, I recommend you listen to the song Music and Road, both Kettle Water, right, Back to Basics, and Numbered Down and all that, and especially one called 1800, Hunner, and there's 1800, what do you rusty, kick a lap rugby, y'all's a tea house in my dusty, wake up with the news and country, 4.5 in a bando, so lovely, 169, yeah, basically that guy, but oh, not that guy, that song, it's the one featuring Dave, so everyone will like it. So yeah, that's my number three. Let's go on. So guys, number two will have to be, this album is like, in my opinion, it's the album of this, it's the number one album of this year. I think this album really makes this whole year so special. Because 2019 was a special year, man. Number two is Revenge of the Dreamers Part 3. Man, it's a collaborative album, right? It's Dreamville. It's amazing. It's its features are people like Jid, like Saber Pivot from Pivot Gang. We have known faces like J. Cole. So many types of genres of music involved. So many types. Rap, R&B. It's amazing, man. Absolutely amazing. So many known faces on this collaborative album. If you listen to it, I recommend you listen to ones like, man, there's actually loads of them. I'm actually going to say in the next segment. Guys, sorry that I couldn't remember the titles because there's so many good ones. So these are the ones, right? Okay. Under the Sun, Down Bad, 1993, Middle Child by J. Cole, and the last but not least, Sacrifices. Them five, man. Them five. If I could choose two songs from that pile, I would choose probably Down Bad and Self Love. Them two are my favourite songs out of the rest of them. But I will say that 1993, that is a killer beat, man. Killer beat. That is a great, great song, man. And that's my number three. But the other two, man, bang. So good. Self-Love is like one of those like slow paced ones where you can dance to it. It's such good mixed feelings, man. I do recommend you guys. That is definitely a great album. So guys, without further ado, number one. So guys, oh lord, number one guys. Now this album is so, it's new, it's definitely new. It came out the 12th or the 13th of October, I think it was the 13th of October this year. But my god, it's my favourite album out this year, man. Oh man, it's a good one. It's the Top Boy collaborative album. And let me just tell you about this. There were so many collaborative albums this year, man. So many. The reason why this is the best is because, one, its beats is just, it's if you're not from the UK, if you're not from like the UK, Ireland, if you're not from the British Isles in general, then you guys won't really know, I guess. But I will say, this album is phenomenally, like, it's just so good. If you don't know any much about the British Isles rap scene, we have our drill music versus to, like, the iconic ones from, like, Chief Keef, like, the Chicago drill, which is where drill comes from. It comes from Chicago. It was made in Chicago. But the thing about the British Isles, like, between the UK and Ireland, our drill is just 100 times better. I will say it's not the best. I think the best is just the UK's. And then, in my opinion, then it's Ireland. Then it's, like, Australia's drill. Because Australia's drill, if you listen to Australia's drill, you will love it. But let me just say something. The reason why I like this album is because it's like, a mixture of all of the British Isles. Or like, all of, like, London-style rap, basically. Like, grime, UK drill, has some parts of R&B in it. And there's some parts which is, like, very, really hype rap. Which is, like, it's our hype rap. We don't really have hype rap. It's just its own thing. But it's nothing to do with, like, normal hype rap. Like beat style, really hard ones. But definitely, I prefer that type of music, really. Just because it's just really, like, app thing. There's two parts of me. If you meet me, you will know about my style of rap. I like really, really hype music. The ones I can, like, actually, like, beep to. Like, bop to. Right? Or really chill rap. Alright? Those two are my only favourites. Anything in the middle, I don't really like. But this album was, it was on the hype rap side. Right? But it did have, like, that beats of, it had similar beats, I will say, to, like, chill rap, but it was, like, but you have some parts where you can really, like, wait for the beep to drop, and you can dance, and you can sing to it. You can, it's, like, the rapping is just so, like, gentle. It's so, I don't know, what's the word? Like, it just goes with it, you know what I mean? And it's just, it gives me a really good, if you guys want to listen to like London rap, I definitely recommend you listen to this album, just because it gives you a whole variety. Like I said with Blue Story, it just has a lot of variety with it. It's just really, really iconic. And our drill is, like, very good, because the UK, I mean, the drill scene, like, started to come out in, like early, like, I guess, early 2013, but it really started to, like, pop, and really started to be, like, pop out and stand out and be famous in, like, late 2017. Especially with like YouTube channels like Mixtape Madness, I will say that. And this album, it just gave us such a variety, because 2019, back in May, Digga D released his first album, right? And then you would have people like Heady One, he released his first album, and the King of Drill, bloody RV, he, like, released his second album. He released two albums this year. He released Drillers and Trappers Part 2, and he released the album Savage. And them two albums, man, they are great. Man, they are good. Really good. And also, Loski Loose, who's actually a rival with Digga D, he released his his album. What's it called? I actually forgot what it was called. What's it called? Fashion? something? I don't know. But anyway, just a lot of drill albums were released this year, and especially in the UK, man. It's really good. It's really good with their music in the UK. Especially, they're really modern nowadays. You know what I mean? And so, if you guys want to listen, if you guys are starting to get into the drill scene, or like the drill subgenre of UK rap, I recommend you listen to this album. Just because you hear, like, you hear not just drill, but you hear, like, the grime parts, and you can hear, like, the chill and the hype out music that we have in the UK, especially in London, because London, you know, it's the capital, isn't it? You're gonna find out everything there. And also, guys, you have mixed genders. You have a lot of male, and you got a lot of female in that. And especially, there's a song called, I'll tell you, my top three songs will have to be Rollin' by Diggity. My second one will have to be Southeast London, right? And then my third one will have to be the real Blue Story. And basically, the person who started this album, his name is Ratman. If you don't know Ratman, he's like a really famous rapper. And he's also a producer, and this song and this album wasn't just a collaborative album like randomly. Because there was a movie called Blueface which came out, I think last month on the 12th or something. Yeah, I think something like that. And man, I still, it's a 15, and I really want to watch it, but I'll just wait until it comes out on BBC iPlayer. Until I can watch it, but until then, I can't. I just have to listen to the album. You know what I mean? I'm still listening to the album to this day. Like, it came out last month, and it's mad. You know, so like I said, if you guys are starting to listen to the English side of rap, I recommend you listen to this album just because you see a lot of variety of our types of rap, like grime, drill, some parts of R&B. It's just the mad. So, without further ado, guys, thank you guys for listening on this year. I will see and listen to you guys next year. And by the way, guys, I'm taking a week off, right, from podcasting. So, yeah. See you guys in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. Scrap. Bow. Peace.